We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Now we see the earth.
We've got it.
Now we see the earth now.
We've got it.
Now we see the earth.
We've got it.
All right, we've got another extremely important broadcast lined up for you today. And we are going to be here for the next 2 hours. It is, of course, Sunday, the 12th day of February, 2012. And yes, I'll get into Whitney Houston dead, and it looks like it's from prescription drugs. And we'll go over some of the numbers. Prescription drugs, of course, kill a lot more people than illegal drugs do. There's different numbers out there, but it dwarfs them by more than 10 to 1 conservatively. Prescription drugs are one of the most dangerous things out there, and not just the ones that supposedly get you high, like opiates and some of the speed drugs out there, like Adderall and Ritalin. No, it's just regular prescription drug interactions and even over-the-counter prescription drug interactions that we are talking about. And so we're going to be breaking all of that down today. Also, if you've wondered why they fired people like Glenn Beck at Fox News and why they have gotten rid of Freedom Watch and why you see people like the chipmunk, who's got a weekend show coming out and endorsing Obama and saying he's a Christian and a man of the Lord, and that Obama's a great guy. It's because Rupert Murdoch is clearly being blackmailed by the criminal, gun-running, drug-dealing, money-laundering Justice Department. And there have now been a bunch more arrests made in England, and there's open talk of Rupert Murdoch being arrested, his son being arrested, who runs News Corp over in the UK, and a lot more. Of course, Mike Huckabee, I call him the chipmunk. I guess that's kind of my nickname for him. Kind of like my nickname for Janet Napolitano is Mr. Napolitano or Janet Dung Beetle Napolitano. So I shouldn't just address her as the Dung Beetle. Some people won't know what I'm talking about. The fake conservative chipmunk, there to pacify libertarians and conservatives and Christians. Huckabee, of course, is saying how great Obama is. And you're going to see a lot more of that. You're going to hear a lot more of that because it's all a mutual blackmail society. And yeah, News Corp is basically a private intelligence gathering operation. Always has been. And now British arrest 8, an inquiry about Murdoch tabloid. Paying off police, which is just standard procedure for dirt and wiretaps and things. Who do you think puts wiretaps on your house for the tabloids? The Chinese jet pilot from the moon or the Keebler elves? Continuing here, a Sun journalist arrested as bribe probe widens. Rupert Murdoch's own Wall Street Journal reports, and now Murdoch's on a plane over there right now. News Corp faces renewed threat of prosecution in U.S. following Sun threats. And so that's why Fox News isn't covering Fast and Furious and all that white Peruvian flake the Justice Department's been caught shipping in. You know, that's in the federal courts. They've declared national security. That's all hiding in plain view. Chicago Tribune, El Paso Times, other papers have reported it. Murder for hire, 8 federal agencies bringing drugs in, shipping guns all over the U.S., not just to Mexico, but also Honduras. So it's just different branches of mafia fighting with each other. We've got all of that coming up for you today as well. And we have an amazing guest on Agenda 21 that I'll tell you about after this quick break. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We'll be right back.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, every broadcast is important. The weekday show from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, the Sunday transmission from 4 to 6 Central, they're all important. But I had read some of this lady's articles over the years and found them to be very spot on with a full spectrum understanding of how the global corporations have set up the United Nations to bring in a global fascist dictatorship. And they pose as if they're liberal and trendy. Conservatives act like they're against the UN and are always saying, get us out of the UN. But it was actually the Pentagon. It was actually the U.S. government that set up the United Nations in 1945. So it's special corporate interests that have already taken over America and are taking over the world. They've set up the UN to be that new global government. And Ban Ki-moon, the head of the UN, of course, a week ago, was all over the news, called for global government and a global tax and a global court and a global army. It's already all in place. Ruth Bader Ginsburg and four other justices in 1 week all made announcements. She's a former justice, but four current justices all came out and said, get rid of the Constitution. The New York Times came out and badmouthed it and said, get rid of it. Time Magazine, Newsweek, USA Today, CNN, ABC News, all in the last 2 weeks said, ditch it. I mean, I was walking by newsstands and just saw it all over the place. When I was at Barnes & Noble a week ago, went home, search engined, you know, dump the Constitution, get rid of the Constitution, and there were hundreds of articles. That was the globalist PR release. You can see, you know, they're paid talking heads. You can see the talking points, and it's come out there are major talking points. They got talking points that returning veterans are going to start staging terror attacks and that returning veterans are the main enemy. I told you that back when it was secret and we got documents from FBI, federal marshals, and state police across the country 3 years ago. Government said, well, that's internal, you shouldn't have it, but admitted it was real. Now they're doing the rollout that domestic groups are going to stage terror attacks. That means they're getting ready to pull the trigger and carry out the staged events to be blamed on us. Again, the PR rollout is everything you need to know. In the PR rollout, that's always targeting dumbed down, unconscious people that buy whatever they're told. If you're awake, it's ridiculous. It's like writing on the wall. It's like a bullhorn siren. It's like completely crystal clear for someone who's even half awake. But remember, they're targeting 60 to 70% of the public that's still in a dreamlike state. Just believing whatever they're told, thinking the government loves them and wants to kiss them on the head at night, who don't know the government's been hijacked by a kleptocracy. Side issue. The point is that Rosa Corey is going to be joining us coming up. She's executive director of the Post Sustainability Institute. She's a forensic commercial real estate appraiser, specializing in eminent domain. And that's how in the last decade she discovered it's all UN Agenda 21. Austin, Texas openly admits they're under Agenda 21. They're openly putting up little UN signs at the hike and bike trail entrances now. I didn't even know this. I hadn't been to a hike and bike trail in a couple of years because I always go to, you know, just the side of the highway and enter hike and bike trails wherever I feel like it. But I actually went to one a few months ago and used a regular entrance. And there were all these UN group signs up basically stating it's their territory. They've got UN biospheres. They're under the new system going to be tearing up existing roads, shutting off the highway exits to rural areas. It's already begun. The NAFTA superhighways, the Trans-Texas Corridor, eminent domain. It is a total takeover of our society. Ties in to the North American Union. It's in all the Security Prosperity Partnership documents. The New York Times, of course, came out demonizing people earlier in the week who talk about Agenda 21, and they admit that, oh my gosh, the public's waking up to the UN Agenda 21, but they're conspiracy theorists because they don't want the UN system running their local towns and cities. They don't deny it's taking over. They just say, you're a conspiracy theorist for not liking the UN taking over your local government through regionalism, and it's designed to shut down the family farms, drive everybody into the cities. It's official UN maps that have been out for more than 15 years that show more than half the United States off limits to human activity. We're going to be breaking all of that down today in the second hour with our guest. In fact, she joins us after the 45 break. When we come back at 45 after, she's going to be joining us because I read some of her work and knew that she was spot on. She's written a book, Behind the Green Mask. The whole fake green movement's about land grabbing, power grabbing, nothing to do with sensible environmental laws and things. It's all a neo-feudalistic excuse for centralized mega corporations that control governments to take control of our society. And when you read the New York Times article, again, they don't deny it's happening. They just say, oh my gosh, these people are starting to fight us at the local level and turn this back. It's terrible. I mean, the UN's great, and this is for the Earth. But hearing her on the radio, see, I'd read some of her articles, but hearing her on the radio the other day, I heard her on a local Austin station. I was driving home and listened to her for about 30 minutes, and then I sat there in the parking lot at my house, even though I wanted to go in and see my family, for about 30 minutes listening to her, just riveted, because I'd never heard anyone tie it all together. I'd separately done all the research. I knew everything she was saying was true and accurate, but I'd never heard anybody really put it all together, just how hellish this is, this covert, creeping takeover through the zoning boards, the state zoning boards, the highway departments, seizing the entire infrastructure. And then here I live in Austin, the worst city east of California. California has fully fallen to this. Total feudalism, 20%+ yearly carbon taxes, home inspections. They're saying no future single family dwellings. Germany now has passed this as law. I'm not kidding. Look it up. Der Spiegel says how great it is. Carbon taxes, carbon rationing. The only city to totally be implementing this at a more disgusting level is Austin. And they just come in and openly get in everyone's face and say, under Agenda 21, and there it is from the United Nations website. You can type in agenda21un.org and you'll be on their site as they admit global government, global tax. But then separately, they have the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, and others coming out and saying, we're kooks, we're crazy, we're nuts, it doesn't exist. Understand that. It's all happening, world government being announced, run by six megabanks that created 1,500+ trillion in fraudulent paper, bought up the world through fraud. Now they're imploding it to consolidate control and buy up everything on pennies at the dollar and having us bail out their system with hundreds of trillions of dollars to prop it up while lecturing us that we've got to have our taxes raised and our standard of living dropped to pay off our debts. All planned, all official. And they have all these traitorous organizations here in the United States that pose as the arbiters of all information, calling those of us that read the official UN plans and see it being implemented, we are the enemy. And part of UNESCO and the UN program is the federalization of police worldwide. Because once they're under federal control, they can be internationalized. And they have all the major police departments doing joint training with foreign police departments and being able to go and arrest people in Japan. And then Japanese police can come to Austin and arrest people here. So we're going to have her on coming up. We got big Ron Paul news first, then news on, of course, Whitney Houston, dead from prescription drugs, much more deadly than even illegal drugs. We've got Rupert Murdoch may face criminal charges. We've got just a massive blitz of news straight ahead. Our websites are Infowars.com, and we're streaming video at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Boy, I tell you, I've got a challenge here to get to all this news before our guest joins us. Look at these headlines. Facing bailout or chaos, Greek Parliament starts debate on austerity laws. Raise the taxes, cut the benefits, and pay almost all the money to the very banks that created the crisis and who have now put all their people in charge of the government. Because their last group of operatives over Greece, and the same as in Ireland, Spain, Italy, the United States, the last group was put in place. All of the operatives are Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan. There's other big banks involved in the thieving, but it's their operatives all over the world. When they take down New Zealand, it's Goldman Sachs operatives that are the finance minister and or the prime minister or president. When you see them run a scam in Chile, it's the same people. It's always a former president of Goldman Sachs or JP Morgan. When you see them do it in England, I mean, it's a crew of scam artists. And then you look at who's funding Agenda 21, same groups. It's so amazing. And then we did find the articles during the break. Southern Poverty Law Center and others say we're insane for not wanting a world government. First, we were kooks for saying a world government was coming. Now they admit it's here. We're bad because we don't like the world government now. Have you noticed that? They don't deny it's a UN program in our towns and cities. They just say we're bad because we don't want it. Remember the old days when the world government didn't exist? Remember we were crazy and the big mega banks, the international banks, they weren't going to try to set up a world government. No, that's what kooks talk about. Now it's in the Associated Press, world government's here, global carbon taxes paid to the UN, but you're still bad. You're bad for being right. You're bad for warning fellow Americans. You're bad for warning your fellow Canadians. And I guess I was bad too when I pointed out over a month ago that there was clear fraud in Iowa on January 3rd. And then it came out 3 weeks later that they said, we're throwing out the results and just giving it to Santorum. There was fraud and trucks missing with ballots. Well, there were no trucks. It was they vote at the precinct, post it, and then call it in. But we had the witnesses. We had the voting fraud experts. There was fraud in Iowa, now admitted total fraud. There was fraud in Florida, now being admitted total fraud. There was fraud in South Carolina, now admitted total fraud. There was admitted total fraud in Nevada. We wrote articles about it, exposed it. The exit poll showed Ron Paul in first place. Poll showed him in first place. He gets third place. Every exit poll, every major poll showed Ron Paul winning Maine. He doesn't win. Same deal. And Ron Paul has now done what he didn't do in 2008. He's come out and said, yes, there's fraud. And there is fraud. And he's got to point it out. I mean, first they told you he couldn't win. Then they told you, you know, gave him less time in the debates. Then when they did give him attention, they lied about him and demonized him. This is the same media that went along with the lies about WMDs. The same media that knows the government was caught shipping guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment and won't even talk about it now. And now Ron Paul has come out. This is from Business Wire. It's up on Infowars.com. Ron Paul campaign comments on Maine caucus results. Headline, Ron Paul refuses to concede Maine official campaign release. And they go on to point out that all of their data shows that they basically should have won. You know, the big telltale was when 2% were reporting in Nevada. The entire corporate whore, dinosaur, prostitute, sewer stream, traitor media said that he was the indisputed victor. And I'm not going to go back over Iowa. I've already done four or five shows on that. I mean, I sat there and watched Fox News with Karl Rove, and I played the clip here, saying, yeah, well, they lost a bunch of the ballots and trucks, and I started laughing. We don't know where the precinct heads are, and all these precincts happen to be the university towns, like Ames. which in polls, Ron Paul was getting close to 60% of the vote. Of course, he ended up, you know, getting like 15 once they had the little special trucks come up missing, when there are no trucks involved in ballots. And just all disappeared. And Karl Rove said, well, you know what? There was a gentleman's agreement between Mitt Romney and Santorum, and they decided to give those delegates to Santorum, and that's the way it is. And the Fox host didn't ask him one time, well, who's your source? Where was this behind the closed doors meeting? And then people said, Alex, don't say there's fraud in Iowa, even though we had delegates and people calling in who witnessed it all the next day and the day after that, the eyewitnesses, a lot of them who swore out statements later. And then it came out, of course, 3 weeks after that. Oh, yeah, it's all a fraud. We don't know what happened. We're throwing the results out, but giving it all to Santorum now. He just gets everything. Well, now Ron Paul is saying that something is going on and that things aren't jiving, and they break it all down. And they are beginning to contest it, and they better do it. They better do it. And I'll cover that more later if we have time to get into it. But speaking of media manipulation, and it's not just News Corp that's doing this. News Corp's been caught paying off police. They admit that goes on. They've been caught spying on people. They've been caught doing all this stuff. And I'll assure you, it is not just going on in England or Europe. But here's the New York Times. British arrest 8 in inquiry about Murdoch tabloid. And now there's talk of the Justice Department indicting members of News Corp here in North America. That's the parent company of Fox News, for those that don't know. You wonder why suddenly you're hearing Fox host in the last 2 months say Obama's a good Christian man, Huckabee and others. I've talked to Fox host, I'm just going to leave it at that, multiple insiders at Fox. I had two sources and then lost them because even though I was allowed to talk about it without saying names, some people got yelled at and threatened. But I have some other sources that I developed years ago that I've talked to. And yes, they've been told in memos, you will stop bashing Barack Obama or this whole place is going down. Because people have complained. They're like, well, that's going to kill ratings, number one. Not that those traitors up there actually care about this country. They want to at least be able to bash Obama. That gets the ratings. And they've been told, back off, because the Justice Department's looking at arresting Rupert Murdoch. And if I was Murdoch, I would go ahead and release everything he's got on Obama right now. Because let me tell you, the way this is going, they're going for broke. You know, you notice they got rid of Glenn Beck. And he was told, you will stop bashing George Soros. You will stop covering all this. And Glenn Beck, to his credit, said, I'm not going to do that. And left Fox, and was his contract was. I mean, I've gone after Glenn Beck a lot because behind the scenes, I'm going to be a guest on Fox in New York, and they tell us, well, Glenn Beck's throwing a fit if you come on the other show, and is saying they won't ever have this other host on if you do that. And Glenn Beck's gone after my sponsors and done all sorts of stuff. But I mean, he is a hard nosed wolf, but he did not sell out to News Corp. And you notice Judge Napolitano, who had the second highest ratings, I actually looked him up, on Fox Business and rising and was making major news, gone. So there, Fox News is rolling over to George Soros and Obama. And you know what? I think when you're done doing that, they're still going to arrest you. I think you've made a miscalculation. All right, more news straight ahead on Iran, Whitney Houston, and a lot more. We should never be afraid to die. That's the great Mr. Bellamy, fan of the show, been on the show. We love you, Muse. Doing a great job out there. Liberty is popular, and this broadcast is all about legalizing freedom. Okay, we've already gone over Ron Paul coming out and saying there's evidence of fraud and that they're going to contest Romney supposedly being the winner because all the votes aren't even counted. And there's been evidence in other states of fraud. I was just getting, before I get into Whitney Houston, what's happening with the Arab League and the big move towards a wider war in Syria and Iran, I want to go back to what's happening with Rupert Murdoch. The problem with having a criminal government is that they cannot be trusted to go after people for other crimes. And then once you have a criminal government, different levels of criminals within the system can't ever blow the whistle on each other, because then a criminal at any level can bring down the whole house of cards, and then that allows the criminality to only intensify. And it's part of the corruption process. And so from what I've seen in some of the folks pleading guilty, some of the people died. The star witness was murdered in England. That was just Arkin cited that this is a war between two different factions of the globalist. And I predicted when this really started breaking 6 months ago that you'd see a big switch in News Corp. And I've now confirmed that they've been told to lay off Obama and to lay off the Labour Party, the Democratic Party's counterpart in England, that mafia, or people are going to go to jail, including Rupert Murdoch's son, bare minimum, and perhaps even Rupert Murdoch himself. And what's being asked today by the London Guardian and Reuters and others is, will the U.S. Justice Department, who is investigating News Corp, indict people at News Corp here in North America? Now, again, this is a Justice Department caught shipping guns into Mexico that's killed police and Border Patrol and over 2,000 Mexican citizens. Justice Department admits that. And CBS News told you what we knew would be there. They got the memos that it was to be blamed on the Second Amendment. Now, that was buried in a CBS News article with a link to the memo. But ship guns into Mexico and ship them into Indiana, Illinois, Florida, other states to then call for shutting down gun shows. I mean, these are criminals staging terror attacks against America. Have you read the definition of terrorism? Threatening violence or carrying out violence so that populations or individuals accept your political demands. You ship guns into Mexico to get a bunch of people killed so you can blame the Second Amendment. That's terrorism. But you notice, you're not hearing about Fast and Furious on Fox anymore. And Daryl Issa, as I predicted, the Attorney General a few months ago said, hey, George Bush was running similar programs. And boy, they started shutting down those hearings real fast. And Issa, one day after, said, well, it's up to Obama to do something about this. We've caught the Attorney General lying. How can Republicans ever bring down a Bill Clinton or a Barack Obama or other mobsters as they pardon mobsters and others? How can they ever do that if they themselves are up to their eyeballs in it? And see, this is how, once corruption is tolerated, the sky's the limit. That's why they announced 2 weeks ago that, yes, there's now IOUs for all the major federal pensions. Those have been completely raided to give to the foreign too-big-to-fail banks. So you're not going to be getting your pension funds. I mean, if you're 45 working for the government, you're getting nothing. Let's say you're 63, about to retire in a couple of years. You'll get something. It's going to be devalued, and it's going to be reduced. And they're already got the media saying it's not your money, it's a form of welfare. All because you serve the system. All because you let the banksters take over. All because when Ban Ki-moon announces world government, that's the head of the UN, you still laugh at people like me because you were taught it was fashionable to laugh at people that talked about global government. We're being conquered by a bunch of criminal Bernie Madoff types, Ken Lay types, and if you don't fully wake up and get angry, they're going to win. They're going to fully bankrupt us like Nigeria or Chile, or what happened to the Argentinians, who were just as wealthy as we were 15 years ago. The old saying, riches in Argentine. So, and here's another one the Daily Caller reported on, and then it did end up making it in some other major newspapers. Bribery compromised officials leave indicted financial crime suspects free from prosecution under Holder's DOJ, and they leaked two DOJ documents and a lot more in this lengthy article that Tucker Carlson's outfit put out. And this was in federal documents. I got to give Carlson, even though he's has said publicly that I'm a piece of trash, credit for doing this, because this had not been in U.S. news. It was in the federal documents. They paid off the Justice Department people. We know the names. And it's trillions in Cayman Island bank accounts, and all the major Justice Department officials are being paid publicly, and it's all come out, and no one gets in trouble. Kind of like it came out in February of 2011 in federal court in Chicago, that the cartels do work for the U.S. government and are laundering drug money and are shipping cocaine in under U.S. authorization under Fast and Furious with eight agencies. And it's in the federal documents, but it's never been a national news story. We broke it. Paul Watson did. And months after we broke it from the federal documents that listeners pointed out to us, the Chicago Tribune and El Paso Times did report. But nothing was done. Nothing was done. Let me explain something to you. One cartel alone brought in 5 tons in 1 year directly under ATF control, and the ATF even told them where to launder the money. And then Bloomberg even reported on it. Wells Fargo, Wachovia, they're all involved. Wells Fargo, Wachovia, $376 billion alone in 2 years. Oh, yes. The government runs it all with the big banks. $376 billion. The crack house person, Whitney Houston, isn't managing that, okay? Let me just explain how this works to everybody. God bless her soul. Crackheads running crack houses and users and poor addicts, they're not the ones doing it. Why are the drugs illegal? To boost the price so there's a big market and so all the zombies go out, the drug addicts, and rob you and carjack you and break in your house or sell their bodies. So your daughters sell their bodies to then buy drugs from low-level dealers, and then that money goes right back to the military-industrial complex. This is all on record. This is all on record. And so you got a Justice Department that's drug dealing, that's running guns to blame the Second Amendment. You bet I'm risking my life doing this. I don't care. Somebody's got to do it. I'll never commit suicide, though. Remember that. And there are good people in the Justice Department. It's compartmentalized high-up groups. Why do we know about this? Because ATF agents in Phoenix, Arizona, Chicago, Illinois, Tampa, Florida, and other areas said, I'm not going to be part of this. It's now come out that there have been fistfights at multiple ATF facilities over this. Actual people breaking people's noses. Supervisors have had their noses broken when people say, you know, you're killing people, I'm not doing this, and fistfights break out. Okay? So it's time for the good people in the government to start going public and get past this intimidation. I'm a private citizen. I've gone public. I put my cards face down on the table. I'm out there with everything hanging out in front of God and country and everybody else. My whole family, my name, everything hanging out up against the most murderous criminals the world's ever seen. And you're like, well, why aren't you dead? Because they don't want to highlight and underline an exclamation point everything I've said and done. That's why. But it doesn't mean I hadn't been threatened, doesn't mean I hadn't been physically attacked, doesn't mean there hadn't been dirty tricks you can't imagine. And that, and I temporarily, here on this planet, here on this, in this dimension, I'm alive because they don't want to highlight everything I've done. But in the spiritual realm, it's because God's got his hand on me. I'm in God's hand. And if something does happen to me, it's God's will. But I have total faith, whatever it is, that's God's will. But listen, nobody's safe. This is what collapses societies. This is how you become third world countries, is not standing up against evil. So the murdering criminal Justice Department has no right to go after News Corp for their petty garbage.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Okay, if you ever wanted to know what Agenda 21 is, what sustainable development means, we're going to be covering it coming up here in a few minutes. In fact, guys, reprint the USA Today. Schwarzenegger says he'll focus on states, counties, and cities for green agenda. It's all admitted by the UN. It's all on their own website, UN.org, that they are setting global standards for zoning, gardens, for farming. They say that hay dust is $5,000 fines. You can see major NAFTA highways when you drive up from Texas into Oklahoma and Kansas, where you'll drive 100 miles and there's no exit to the rural communities that are ghost towns now. They just block the highways and build McDonald's and things in the middle. That's all Agenda 21, and it's all admitted. And it's so frustrating to make films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, 4 years ago. It's so frustrating to read the UN documents, to see the executive orders, to see their admitted plans, in their own words, for a global neo-feudalistic serf system, a post-industrial world, Maurice Strong, Ted Turner. And then to have the New York Times with this headline, "Activists Fight Green Projects, Seeing UN Plot." And they admit, yeah, the UN is setting your local rules, but, you know, what's wrong with that? It's for the earth. It's not a plot. Really, when the city council announced 20 to 80% increases in power prices in the next year, they said it's for sustainability. You're using too much power. This will teach you to use less power. And it's General Electric that came in and helped shut down the other power plants so they can sell you less for more. I mean, I saw a London Telegraph article where they admitted it's a global scam. So we're waking up to the scam of insider corporations through the UN and through Republicans. It was George Herbert Walker Bush gave us this. It was all of these guys who got us signed on to the Earth Summit and all these rules. And none of it has to do with the environment. They're releasing genetically engineered mosquitoes to force inoculate us. That's in the news. Genetically modified mosquitoes are being released in Florida. They've got thousands of new GMO crops that in all the big studies, just type in crops, GMO crops linked to organ failure, sterility in lab rats. Look at this article out of the Independent. GM food banned in Monsanto canteen. The GMO scientist working at Monsanto laboratories refused to eat their own GMO. And just type in GMO corn linked to organ failure. I mean, it just kills the honeybees that eat it. Here's another one. China's elite enjoys untainted fruits. Asia Times says they're obsessed with not eating GMO. They signed a deal in the 70s to sterilize and reduce their population, one-child policy. Here's another one. London Telegraph. Queen Elizabeth Hall, 60 years of growing vegetables. They're obsessed with not eating GMO. Always talking about how they want to reduce our population. Here's another one. Royal vegetable garden takes root. Here's another one. Raw milk fans are getting a raw deal. Queen Elizabeth has only eats raw milk, but it's illegal in England and in Canada and other British royal commonwealths to have raw milk, but the royalty have it. Here's another one, breaking it down. LA Times, in China, what you eat tells who you are. Obsessed with not taking vaccines. Obsessed with not drinking sodium fluoride. Chinese party officials maintain secret organic gardens while trying to force the population to eat the GMO Trojan horse. Time magazine, in Germany, a better vaccine for politicians comes out. There's a secret program that the German military, upper brass, and German government all take, quote, secret vaccines that are clean. What's the problem with labeling genetically modified GMOs? They're now announcing the head of the FDA, who's former Monsanto, is coming out and saying they're not going to let you know if something is GMO. So, and saying the public doesn't trust it, so they're not going to let you know now. You're not going to be allowed to even label your own product. It's not just that you have to label it, it's that you're not allowed to label it. That's what they're trying to do right now. Ladies and gentlemen, it is so diabolical. The very groups that call for reducing our populations, Ted Turner, Prince Philip, just type in, you'll get Sunday Times of London, ABC News. World's elite meet in secret to discuss overpopulation. 3 years ago, they got caught meeting in secret at Rockefeller University. And who was there? Oprah Winfrey, big population control person. Ted Turner, the Rockefellers, Bill and Melinda Gates, big eugenicist, Warren Buffett. And, of course, George Soros, to discuss how global government, that was in the article, how global government could help reduce population. But Bill Gates says he wants to give you shots because he cares about you. And he wants you to eat GMO, but he's obsessed with not eating GMO, and so is the royal family. Look it up. They won't take the vaccines. They won't drink the fluoride. I've seen newscasts where it's just buried that, oh, the queen has all her own farms and ranches, and they have chefs that follow them around the world and bring their food with them. And then you find out Ted Turner's doing it. Now, they know there's an exodus of educated people to the countryside to try to grow their own food and get away from this. Outside Austin in some of the towns like Wimberley, I discovered this years ago because my children are homeschooled and going to different homeschooling events. It's doctors, scientists, biological weapons experts, you name it, all living out there knowing what's going on. And you'll be at some event and they're going, yeah, what are you going to do about it? You're not going to stop it. We've all come out here. And you find out they all know. The educated people all know about this. And we're going to talk to a lady. We're about to go to her, but I wanted to just get her on a little bit early for the full next hour, who discovered all of this as well and has written a book on it. And again, I've had a lot of experts, a lot of diplomats, advisors to Congress on, Dr. Michael Kaufman and others. But she's able to really tie it all together and give you the big picture of how it's going to affect you, Agenda 21, a global corporate takeover to shut down the rural areas. Remember what happened last year? EPA was saying $5,000 fines for dust from hay. No dust on your farm. But Big Agra, they're exempt. And Big Agra wrote those rules, animal ID, premises ID, to shut you down. What'd the Soviets do? Shut down rural areas. What does Agenda 21 do? Same thing that is in Memorandum 200. State Department Memorandum 200 under Kissinger. Use food as a weapon. Austin just passed a law trying to harass and shut down people with their own chickens, with their own eggs. They're harassing Amish everywhere. People selling pecans. They're trying to pass laws outlawing all that. They're trying to shut down supplements. But Agenda 21 is about the takeover where you can't build your own barn. You can't have your own pond. Or if there is a, quote, wetland, now you can't build on your own property, even if you've owned it for 100 years. And what they announced in the U.S. and Europe just last week, the drones, type this in, drones being used to watch farmers, spy satellites watching rural communities in America and in Europe. This whole grid is on us. Stalin didn't want you to raise your own food. Now, we're about to go to break. I wanted to get her on just to kick off here at the start. Right before the start of the second hour, and she's Rosa Corey, and she is an executive director of the Post Sustainability Institute. She is a forensic commercial real estate appraiser specializing in eminent domain evaluation, and she again has written a book on Agenda 21. A book is excellent. We'll tell you about that as well. Exposing Agenda 21 and Sustainable Development. In the minute or two before we go to break, just give people a synopsis of what Agenda 21 is, and we'll come back and break down this global corporate takeover system.
Well, you know what? It's not that it's going to impact you. It's impacting you right now. Agenda 21 is a plan to inventory and control all resources, human and natural, and all means of production in the world. And this is the process that is happening right now in every single city, town, community, in the entire world. And you're seeing it right now in the United States. It's a global plan, and it's implemented locally.
We've got about a minute and a half before we go to break. How did you get tuned into this? How did you discover this?
Well, I've been doing research. Of course, I'm a forensic appraiser. I appraise property in the 9 counties of the San Francisco Bay Area. And in doing my research, I found in researching redevelopment, I found that it's a funding and implementation arm for United Nations Agenda 21. And in doing this research, I had to be able to support everything that I was coming up with because I might have to at some point testify regarding this information. So everything that I've come up with, and of course this is available to all people, it's very available on the United Nations websites as well as many others. This is all true and supportable. It's not a conspiracy theory, it's a conspiracy fact, and it's happening right now.
It's happening right now through the zoning boards, all of it. It is so diabolical. I've been to the Smart Growth conferences. They admit this is total feudalism. Right here in Austin, giant power bill increases, and they say it's for the earth, just charging you more.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Nothing is going to affect your life physically, economically, like Agenda 21. It is the total takeover of society. Home inspectors, no more single-family homes. We've played that Plandopolis clip that they show in England to school kids, where everything you do is going to be monitored. You'll have to get authorization to travel, calorie credits. This is all official. In fact, 20 years ago, they called it at the Agenda 21 conference. That's where the term comes from, that they had. Maurice Strong called it a post-industrial world. And 20 years later, they're about to meet again in Rio de Janeiro. Now, we've got Rosa Corey, who's author of Behind the Green Mask. It's available at Amazon.com. I'm going to order it in bulk and also carry it soon at Infowars.com. But we have a link to where you can find it at Infowars.com right now. She has really studied it. And again, I've got so many points I want to add to back her up, but I'm going to try to shut up and let her roll here now, coming up especially in the next segment, so she can really go into how it ties into everything. But please continue.
Wow, well, great. You know, the thing is, this is not, as I said, it's not a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy fact. And back in 1987, the United Nations, the World Conference on the World Commission on Environment and Development, stated that the environment was under attack, that the planet was being destroyed by human beings. And they came up with sustainable development. This is a concept. Now you've heard it everywhere, right? Sustainable. You've got sustainable yogurt now. But sustainable development is the concept is that the needs of the present are developed without compromising future generations' ability to meet their own needs. So, of course, then they determined that, yes, everything we were doing now was threatening the ability of future generations to meet their needs. And that commission was sent out to come back with an action plan for the 21st century. And that's what Agenda 21 is. That's why it's called Agenda 21. It's the agenda for the 21st century. And this is, as I said, it's a plan to inventory and control you and everything that has to do with your life, everything having to do with the planet. So it's inventorying, controlling all water, all land use. We're talking about the potential of losing control of everything that we have, including our own bodies. And what you find with Agenda 21 is it's divided into two elements, which is smart growth and the wildlands. And what happened after, of course, we know that it was signed on to, Agenda 21 was signed on to by George H.W. Bush in 1992, and then it was brought back to the United States to be implemented here. Clinton, in 1993, established the President's Council on Sustainable Development. And that was made up of 12 cabinet-level secretaries, including defense, education, agriculture, energy, all of these, administrative level cabinet positions were all in on this. And along with, of course, our captains of industry like Ken Lay from Enron, Dow Chemical, and then you have the environmental groups as well, Natural Resources Defense Council and others. And they all got together and they said, how are we going to get Agenda 21 into every single town, city, state, county in the entire United States? So they decided that they wanted to focus on controlling land use. And what they did was they gave a multi-million dollar grant to the American Planning Association. And they said, can you guys come up with a plan for us that we can get into every planning
department? Stay right there. Let's explain how. That's why there's global standardization. That's why the exact same system worldwide is being set up. They admit they're doing it. Now, Homeland Security, just 2 weeks ago, was at Davos and said they're going to run sustainability. It's a war for sustainability. Incredible. We're going to break down how it's already affecting you and how it's going to affect you straight ahead.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
It's Alex Jones.
Now, the Deseret News and the Associated Press last week ran articles, head of UN Ban Ki-moon wants world tax for social service programs, but that means eugenics, sterilization, abortion. But there he is announcing that they want this world tax. In fact, we'll put that on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. If you're a radio listener, which is the majority of our audience that listens on XM and over 100 AM and FM stations, you can simply type in UN leaders consider world tax to fund social protection services. Oh, well, it's for the children. Here's another one at Infowars.com with a direct link to the World Development Report funded by the World Bank. Suggests that once they've imploded the economy, go read it, and made people dependent, that to get your welfare check, the sterilization van will arrive at your home and sterilize you. 1984 World Bank report contemplates sterilization vans and camps for those to make it sustainable. The 1996 Sustainability UN Biological Diversity Assessment, I have it in my film Road to Tyranny, screenshots, actually says use war to reduce population, and calls for putting sterilants in the water, just like White House science czar John P. Holdren does. By the way, they're already adding it. It's called sodium fluoride. It reduces fertility, gives you a sevenfold increase in bone cancer alone. And we just earlier showed you the UN's own site. Where, in fact, I have another article right here. UN panel says retool world economy for sustainability, and the UN will decide under treaty what you can do. And now when I go in restaurants, they say, are you sure you want water? It's not good for the earth. Meanwhile, the major corporations can do whatever they want. They can release GMO, toxic waste. None of that's a problem. It's about teaching you you're bad. So as the World Bank says, by taxing carbon, what you exhale, they can control all human activity. And they always point a camera at a smokestack releasing water vapor on a cold day, just like when you breathe and say, oh, look, it's toxic waste. Nothing's coming out of the coal plants, but water vapor and carbon dioxide. So you control everything that way, but then you also say all human activity's bad, and the bureaucrats, under global standardized rules, they will decide everything you can do. Now, as my guest pointed out, it's going to get a lot worse under this, and California's the model. Austin's kind of a satellite of that, but you're already living under this. So she's got the floor for the rest of the hour. She is just an amazing researcher and author of Behind the Green Mask. We have a link at Infowars.com to where you can find it. I'm going to carry this book on our online video bookstore. It's so amazing. And again, the reason she blows me away is when I heard her on the radio for an hour the other day, everything she was saying I knew was true, but the way she was tying it together. And again, it's so frustrating when you know criminals are taking over while selling you that they're saving you. It's so sick. You just want to beat them. And it's Nazism. The Nazis said the earth was overpopulated and they were going to have environmentalism. It's about a power grab. So Rosa Corey, executive director of Post Sustainability Institute, a forensic commercial real estate appraiser, break down again briefly for those who just joined us what it is, the global standardization and how they're controlling our local towns and cities to openly just triple charges for water, quadruple charges for power, to pay mega corporations like Ken Lay, who came up with the plan. You've got the floor.
Right. Well, you know, this is it. It's a corporatocracy, and it is being instated to develop a totalitarian government over you. It is one world government. This is globalization, and it's being instated slowly. Somewhat slowly, although it's speeding up now, because we're finding that we're experiencing regionalization now, which is the erasure of borders between cities, counties, states, and ultimately nations. And when you lose your sovereignty, you don't want to just look at it in terms of losing your national sovereignty. You also lose your sovereignty over your person, over yourself. So you have the, for instance, the National Defense Authorization Act, which defines enemy combatants as being people who are very much like ourselves, who are here in the United States. So this plan, it's a global plan, but it's implemented locally. And if you think it's not affecting you right now, I tell you that you are wrong. It's impacting you immediately in your own city, in your town, out in the rural area.
It's designed, in their words, to shut down the economy. Look at the economy shutting down. They know what they're doing.
That's right. This is designed to, your economy is designed to be destroyed. This, you know, if an enemy were trying to destroy the country, they couldn't do a better job than this plan. And that is the plan. That is what the desired result is. Because the more dependent people you have, and the less people who own private property, the less people there are to care if there is private property and private property rights, and the less people there are to stand up and say that it's wrong. And you are your ultimate private property. So what we're what's happening now is that we are losing our rights over our private property, over our water, over our land. You're finding people in the rural areas are being moved out of the rural areas into the cities, and the cities are being replanned to have high density urban development. What that means is that smart growth, which is ground floor retail with several stories of residential above, built right to the edge of the sidewalk, right in the center of your town on a supposed transportation line, whether it's there or not, and oftentimes being using your property tax dollars to pay for that. And what happens is the people in the rural areas find that, oh, well, you've just said it. Hay dust is now considered to be an environmental pollutant. You find that your roads are being pulverized and turned to dust out in the rural areas. Your well is being monitored, so you may not have the use of your water. You think you own your land right from the center of the earth right to the sky, but you don't, not anymore, because this is a communitarian plan. It's the plan that actually balances individuals' rights against the rights of the community. In this case, we're talking about the global community, and the individual always loses.
And the bureaucrats always decide. It's you know, the part you were breaking down is how these regional governments end up getting the tax money, so the local government becomes a total vassal, and now they have actual corporations in Rhode Island, in Michigan, and other areas saying no city council, period, anymore, and we're going to triple your water to pay it to ourselves, even though it's a foreign corporation, and it's not even a free market. This isn't privatization. It's just pure hijacking. And then the actual Austin City Council said, we're going to give you 20 to 80% increases on power. It's for the earth.
Yeah, that's right. You see community aggregate, energy aggregation, where, you know, now your town is supposed to be going into the energy business, and they're going to put up a big solar array, and you're going to be paying for it. And this is the way that they sink your economy. When you look at it from that point of view, high-speed trains are a total failure and a way to lose your total control over your ability to spend your transportation dollars, because there's never going to be enough money for those high-speed trains. And this is a way to enforce regionalization. They are building block for mega regions, and we have those right now in the United States. You've got your local regions within your states and sometimes breaking the borders, and then you've got 11 mega regions in the United States. You thought you had 50 states, but no, you don't. Now you have 11 mega regions, and you can go to America2050.org if you want to check that out.
Yeah, the governments and the UN admit all this, and the New York Times comes out and says, yeah, the UN's taken over, but you're bad because you don't want it. I have a map here based on UN documents that was that Congress presented, and it shows more than half the U.S. off limits. And people are like, they'll never do that. Where the UN has taken over third world countries, I've seen National Geographic where armed guards keep people out of the biospheres. And what it's really about is making the insiders' property values go up. They shut off America being able to mine Utah clean burning coal. That doubles the value of the Chinese coal overnight. They shut down our pipeline out of Canada for oil. Now Warren Buffett doubles his money, Bloomberg reported overnight, shipping it by train to the West Coast to ships to go to China. Also, sustainable development is selectively enforced.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible. Stay there. It's ladies and gentlemen, it is so mind blowing. And I've seen the UN meetings. I've been to them. It's all public how they're going to pulverize our roads. They're already cutting off the funding. You can only then get on the big roads that they've built with huge toll roads on it. It is so nightmarish, and it has nothing to do with the environment. We're going to come back and break down this takeover with our guest, Rosa Corey. Stay with us. Okay, we're going back to our guest. We're giving you an in-depth report on Agenda 21, sustainability, smart growth, all of it. Now, remember, I've noticed, I've seen all over the country, there's Democrats against smart growth, Democrats against Agenda 21. The liberals are waking up to this right now because, especially in California, it is tyranny. Here in Austin, under Save Our Springs, they take 15,000 acres of ranchers' property, give them 5 cents on the dollar or less, make them sell it, eminent domain, that's what she's an expert in, and then they turn around and sell it off to the former mayor's buddies, and they build luxury million-dollar homes on it and shopping malls and spas and hotels, and they just laugh about it. I mean, so again, stuff's going to get developed. This is not about the environment. It's about insiders controlling everything you can do and artificially not letting you have your own well water. That's already starting. Rosa Corey, continue how this is already affecting people, how it targets the rural to force us into the compact cities, how it's already, and again, get back into how they control the zoning boards, because it's all on record, and it's global standardization. Continuity of agenda worldwide. This is New World Order. I showed AFP, Associated Press, where the UN admits global government, global tax through this. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, that's in a lot. You know, I just want to go back to what you just said about the fact is this is not a left-right issue. It's not a liberal-conservative issue. It's an American issue. I happen to be a liberal Democrat. There are many people who are waking up to this who are liberal. And we have a group. It's Democrats Against UN Agenda21.com. You know, when we talk about sustainability, first of all, sustainable development is United Nations Agenda 21. So you've heard that term. But what is unsustainable according to the United Nations and according to your government as well, the American government? Single-family homes, private vehicles, appliances, meat-eating, dams, of course, golf courses, and many, many other things were identified as being unsustainable. And so you want to say to yourself, well, what kind of impact is this going to have on my quality of life? And I tell you, it's having an incredible impact on your life right now. Because as I was saying earlier, the President's Council on Sustainable Development paid the American Planning Association to come up with a guide that is now in every single planning department and every single university and college in the entire United States. And it's called Growing Smart, a legislative guidebook with model statutes for planning and the management of change. And just think about that, you know.
The UN and Ken Lay, who wrote all this, will control everything and could selectively enforce it. This is conquering our country by bureaucratic evil. I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's true. Well, you know, you referred to Ken Lay and he's supposedly dead, but I kind of don't believe that. But, you know, this was captains of industry. It's a corporatocracy is what it is. Public-private partnerships are your government combined with corporations, combined with nonprofit groups, NGOs, which are specific nonprofit groups, which are recognized by the United Nations.
And they pick the winners and losers. It's this inside crony capitalist model. That's why Mitt Romney and all the major Republicans absolutely worship this.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're not going to have, there's no silver bullet for this. You're not going to be getting, I shouldn't say you would never get a politician who would fight this for you. But, you know, it's up to all of us to make bad politicians do the right thing. And so I really want to encourage people not to be panicked or paralyzed by this. We need to take power, and we are doing it. I'm glad to hear that you're the headquarters of the resistance, because I thought I was. But we are being, you know, this is the resistance. Don't be a good German and go along to get along. These are land use plans. They're designed to get you out of the rural areas and into the center of your city. And they've every single one of these plans is called, it's called Vision Your Town or Your Town 2050 or 2035. And they're going to call you to come on down and give your opinion of this great new plan for your town. And what they're going to do when you get there is Delphi you which is a RAND Corporation mind control technique that is now being used on you by your government in almost every government meeting that you'll be going to. You know, you've never seen so many people's opinions being solicited by your government before. And the fact is that it's just the illusion of asking for your opinion. This is a window dressing. You are merely window dressing for these plans. These plans are pre-designed, pre-approved.
Well, as you know, I've actually read the RAND Corporation. I'm glad you raised that. Their Delphi technique, it does two things. It makes you think you're being listened to and then feel like you're at the table. But then they also gather intelligence on you in the process, and they train all these city people how to Delphi, and you're absolutely right. And as for us being the center of the resistance and wide spectrum resistance to the New World Order, but everyone out there, if you're listening to my voice, you are the center of the resistance against this global corporatocracy. But I agree with you. The work you're doing is some of the most piercing and focused when it comes to their key blueprint, Agenda 21. Now, continuing, though, how they're standardizing it, how they're coming in, because we were talking off air about how scared the system is and how they're now putting out manuals to cities to how to counter, how to laugh at you, how to act like you're crazy. The New York Times is coming out, freaking out, saying there's people everywhere fighting us. Our agenda's in trouble. And of course, the next day they had an article about getting rid of the Constitution. They're showing themselves to be foreign globalist corporate traitors.
That's exactly right. And, you know, you'll see this propaganda, it's containment. And the reason that they've got it out there, they're really bringing out their guns now, is, well, not quite, but they will. But this is all about controlling us. They're what, you know, it's a totalitarian state that's being developed right now. And so acquiring information about you, the American Planning Association is out there right now giving seminars on how to control and manage the people who, like us, who show up at their meetings, who say, hey, we don't want to be Delphi'd. We don't want your plan. Take your dog and pony show and get out of our town. And I want you to know we're doing this all over the United States. People are standing up and saying, no, we will not accept regional plans. We will not accept dissolution and destruction of our form of government, which is city, county, state, and federal. And you want to make sure that you keep it that way, because these are unelected boards that are made up possibly of elected officials, but they are designed to destroy the borders between cities, counties, states, and nations. In fact, one of the, you know, the regions, we've got one in Northern California, one of the mega regions. It includes, you know, parts of Canada. You've got the Southern California mega region includes part of Mexico. You have these 11 mega regions across the United States that are effectively destroying your ability to have any impact at all on your government. And this is not what we want as Americans. They will want you to go along to get along.
All right, stay there. Incredible. Let's come back with solutions and more and break down how it's going to affect us in the future. You think it's bad now. You ain't seen nothing yet. I'm going to play you what they're showing school children right now in the U.S. and England, where they show them that every facet of your life is going to be controlled. It is unbelievable criminality. Stay with us. On screen, we have a map showing, according to the UN documents, over half the U.S. off limits to humans. This is what they want by 2020. This map is from, 1993? And they are freaking out. Of course, foreign mega corporations don't want your county and city and state having the authority, or even your own federal government. So they've taken over your nation. Look what's happening in Europe now. Even Time magazine says they've been captured and conquered by Goldman Sachs through fraud. Instead of going to jail like Bernie Madoff, they take over the world. And we're going to have Rosa Corey, who's with us for the rest of the hour, but this is a shorter show and has a different clock on the Sunday. She's going to be back Thursday for an hour and a half to go over even more of this. But I just want to back up everything she's saying. Now, in Australia and in the U.S., I've seen video games they have in public school. Even ABC News covered this, where little animals die, bunny rabbits die and get their heads chopped off. If you breathe, carbon hurts them. And so the little kids cry and learn to hate themselves and learn how great suicide is. I'm not kidding. But they also show school children in England, and they have similar videos here. Well, you saw the video last year where, are you going to cut your carbon footprint? And the kids say no, so they blow the kids up in the class. Remember that? If you didn't see it, just type in green ads show kids exploding. It's all an anti-human agenda. But here's one of more than 10 videos they show children. And you think it's a joke, but this is everything sustainable development does. This is not a joke made to make them look bad. This is a video made by London Guardian in association with the British government for sustainability. Here it is.
Oh, hi. I'm so glad you're on time. I'm V. I'm looking forward to showing you around Plandopolis today. My husband works from home. He's a virtual engineer working on one of the city's desalination plants. He controls the robots who do all the important maintenance. I think he basically plays computer games for a living. You ready to go? Have you got your calorie card open on your smartphone? I registered your visit with Slick Travel Corp the other day, so they've allotted you a journey time to match mine. It makes so much sense, doesn't it? Switch off brain and go to work. With this many people around, I'm glad there's a mega computer in charge. We're so lucky. Our kids were allocated a school quite near my practice, so I can drop them off on the way. It saves on our calorie ration. Well, it won't be long until the little darlings get their career announcements. They've been working so hard, so I'm sure they'll get something good. Not that there's anything wrong with fixing carbon scrubbers for a living or anything. Are you hungry? Let's pop to the market as we're passing. Right, what's on the menu this month? No, not meat. It's not your birthday. The Global Food Council are doing a really good job of keeping food production going.
All right, let's stop right there because our guest is here. There are 20 or 30, I haven't counted, of these videos. And the families aren't allowed to live in single-parent homes. No meat's allowed. You're not allowed to have a car. And this is all officially what the UN and our own government says they're setting up. You have to understand, people see these videos and they think this is a joke. No, this is what they're showing kids. So you're an adult and have formed your own opinions back when we were more free. For a child, they just watch this and think, well, that's normal. Just like kids growing up under Hitler thought it was normal, or kids under the Aztecs thought cutting people's hearts out was normal. Going back to our guest, please continue, Rosa Corey, author and researcher, exposing Agenda 21, this total revolution against humanity by the bureaucratic tyrant eugenics class.
You said, well, you know what? The truth is the environmental movement has been hijacked. And you're seeing this in your schools, for instance, with outcome-based education. You'll see asset-based community development. That's coming your way. Wait till you see that. That's a questionnaire that you're going to fill out that's going to get you to do mandatory volunteering. Now, last time I thought about that, mandatory volunteering sounds a lot like slavery to me. But you see that volunteering is not going to be volunteering anymore. You'll be required to be volunteer in order to get your kid into Little League, to be able to maybe work closer to home, to get your food. You'll be required in order to be a good citizen.
Oh, Obama has said to graduate high school, you'll have to do it, and it's going to be domestic military, that civilian corps. Yeah.
This is it, you know, exactly. You don't have to look far. If you know, these are things that it used to be, well, if you got busted doing something minor, you were going to pick up trash by the side of the road. That's mandatory volunteering. But now you find that if you're in school, you want to go to a good school, you're going to have to do some time working for nonprofits, right? So who's getting your free time? Who's getting your time for free, for nothing? The nonprofits. These are public-private partnerships that you are going to be volunteering mandatorily for.
And they're the NGOs competing with the free market, just like people working for 25 cents an hour in the prisons are competing and shutting down our society.
Right. And your tax dollars are going to fund all of this. You know, this is what happens with, for instance, redevelopment funds are going to pay for subsidized housing that is for-profit housing. So these are developers who are making money, and they're using your property tax dollars to do it. So this is an entire program. It's a huge plan. It's a global plan implemented locally, and it's using your transportation dollars, your property tax dollars, your income tax dollars to make this happen. And it's all about taking away your independence, taking away your food independence, your private property rights, your educational system. It's a whole life plan, and it is happening right now. You don't have to look far. You can fight it right in your town, and that's where you should fight it, locally, because that's where these plans are coming up. You'll find these regional plans right there in your city. You want to stand up and say, no, we will not be regionalized. We will not be Delphi'd. We will not allow our money to go for these plans that are just going to sink our economy and drive us further into debt and into foreclosure, so less of us will own property.
Exactly.
And we'll have to move into those high-density developments.
Remember 3 years ago when the Copenhagen documents came out and it was designed to reduce population and shut down the third world, and so it didn't pass? Schwarzenegger was in USA Today, and now he leads the group for the UN. He said, don't worry, we implement at city, county, and state level. And that's what they're doing. And they sweep into town, buy off your politicians. They can buy them so cheap, you know, a couple million to the National Planning Commission. And it's over. They fly them for steak dinners in New York. It's over. And or they give their wife or husband a job. It's over. And they just literally sign us over to these crooks.
Yeah, well, they actually, you know, what they'll do is they actually develop candidates for office right out of your neighborhood associations. They call you, they bring you in to, you know, to show buy-in in a local community, and then they identify the good Germans and they move them up the ladder. We have to call a halt to this. I don't want people to feel that they are helpless, that they can't fight this, because we are fighting it. All across the nation, all of us.
Oh, yeah, the globalists have hit the panic button now. Now, I'm not for lying, but in some cases when there's election fraud, there's covert ops. I think a lot of us should be public, but I think some people, business folks and others, should play along with these enemies because they are like a foreign power that's infiltrated, and we should infiltrate their groups and act like the most hardcore corporate fascist, laugh at the public, call them scum, because I've seen the locals do this when they don't know we're watching, and they'll actually put you in as mayor, then you could turn on them. Do you think that's a good operation?
I don't know, but I do take their seminars and I read all of their documentation. And this is what you want to do, is educate yourself, because once people recognize that this is not a conspiracy theory, it's a fact and it's happening, you can get people on board quickly. And this is happening across the United States. I'm going all over the U.S. and speaking to groups, and people are ready and willing to get up and stop this. And we will win this. We will win this. We can do it. We're going to stop this in our country because we can't allow this to continue. We are losing our rights.
Incredible. Let's break down how we're winning and more of what life will look like in the compact cities and rural areas, you know, how they plan to shut us down. I want to go over that. Just amazing. And I want you to come to Austin because, as you know, we're under attack. Hey, maybe we should fly you out here and have you here in studio and then have you speak to the locals, because we've got a great activist community that loves liberty because you, Rose, are doing great.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'll be back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Rosa Corey will be back with us Thursday for an hour and a half, and we've got some longer segments and more time to talk then. But again, we've gone over a lot of info here. We're going to finish up with talking about what you can do and some more of the things they're doing to rural communities as well. Again, we're also going to tell you how to get her book and some of the websites you can visit to get involved. But absolutely, she is just out there really exposing these people, and a lot of other great folks are. That's why the globalists are hitting the panic button all over the corporate trader media now. They're saying, well, the UN is taking over for the earth. We are increasing your prices and stuff for mega corporations. You know, Enron and folks set this up. I mean, it's for the earth. And of course, they said it was for the earth when Enron was stealing $1 billion a week or so a decade ago in California. But I have a short clip here of Mark Tirsik. Well, first, we're going to go to Obama. Mark Tirsik was at the EcoFest put on by the Austin Chronicle people, and he's the head of the Nature Land-Grabbing Conservancy. And he agreed to talk to our reporters after a speech, but when Darren McBreen brought up, well, Obama said he wants to shut down coal plants, he said, that's it, I'm not talking to you, and literally ran from our reporters. He ran. There was a whole press conference there wanting to talk to him. He heard that question. It was like a vampire at high noon. Again, whether you're for coal or not, it's about shutting down whatever they want and only letting GE operate. Here's the clip of Obama saying we're going to bankrupt coal. Here it is.
If somebody wants to build a coal-fired plant, they can. It's just that it will bankrupt them because they're going to be charged a huge sum for all that greenhouse gas that's being emitted.
Okay, that's enough there. We went to another guest asking him a question next. Now let's go to Mark Tirsic with Darren McBreen, Infowars.com reporter, simply asking him a question, and he ran off. Here it is. This is, Mark Tirsic. He is the head of the Nature Conservancy while they're getting that queued up there on the system. All right, here it is.
If you will, coal power plants. I'm just trying to get both sides of the story. But I want to know if you're familiar with President Obama's statement that he wanted to bankrupt the coal fire plants.
I don't think I want to do this, all right? I'm going to pass. Thanks. Yeah, I'm not ready on this topic. And I don't really like the video.
Okay, so there's the clip. A little bit of low audio. But what do you make of that? Rosa Corey? Hold on. Yeah. We didn't have you faded up. Go ahead, ma'am.
Okay, when dams are unsustainable and dams have been identified as being unsustainable, now that is clean power, right? Hydroelectric power, clean. But dams are being destroyed all over the United States right now. Over 1,000 dams have been destroyed in the United States right now. Because supposedly it's impossible for living things to survive in a dam area. So they're freeing these rivers and destroying clean energy at the same time. This is not an environmental program. They don't want you using that water. This is about destroying your opportunity, your ability to be independent. And they want to bring you into cities. Why? Because they want to control you, surveil you, monitor and manipulate you. And who is doing it? Your government is doing it. Your city government, you'll have your National Association of Counties, your League of Cities, your the EPA is a partner, Smart Growth America. We're kicking ICLEI out across the United States. That's the International Council on Local Environmental Initiatives. And we are kicking ICLEI out of all of our cities and counties and states across the nation. And we are taking back our country and our government. That's what we're doing. We've got to all do it together. So when you hear ICLEI, International Council or for Local Environmental Initiatives, or Local Governments for Sustainability, as they call it now, they are actually actively engaged in changing your local government so that you'll find your climate adaptation software, your climate protection campaigns. These are not environmental campaigns. They're designed to restrict your possibilities and your potential for using your property and your ability to be free and to speak out freely. These are all plans designed to destroy the possibility of dissent in our country. And that is what guarantees our freedom, dissent and the ability to speak and move freely across our country. We need to stand up together. I have about 20 pages in my book of what you can do, and we are doing it across the nation. And this is Democrats, Republicans, Libertarians, everyone's getting up and taking this on together, and we can do it.
Well, we can, and we had the fader down on the video player earlier because we're doing video and audio here for the radio audience for folks watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll try it again. Here's the Nature Conservancy head who used to work at Goldman Sachs in helping third world countries. Well, you know how much they help them, and helping Europe. They help us all. They're good people. Give us your money. It's for the earth. Let us triple charge you. It's for the earth. Here he is when he was asked about Obama saying we'll bankrupt your coal power plants that supply more than half the power to this country. And here he is refusing to answer the question and running off from the press conference. Here it is.
I can get my question in there anyway. But these are more of for the proponents, I guess, if you will, of coal power plants. I'm just trying to get both sides of the story. But I want to know if you're familiar with President Obama's statement that he wanted to bankrupt the coal power plants.
I don't think I want to do this, all right? I'm going to pass. Thanks. Yeah, I'm not ready on this topic, and I don't really like video because.
All right, we are back live, ladies and gentlemen. So there you have it. This is how these people are operating. It's what they're doing. Why do you think when he had that brought up to him that he ran? I mean, they're so used to the traitor media either being ignorant or not asking real questions.
That's it. This is you're inundated with propaganda all over the media. And when anyone asks a question that deserves a true answer, an honest answer, you're just not going to get that. In fact, right now, you'll be told that, oh, yeah, Agenda 21, right. Oh, that's a good thing. Oh, that Agenda 21, because it's coming out now. You know, your government used to say that you were a tinfoil hat nutcase if you even talked about it. But, you know, I've got it right here, actually. Here it is. This is the United Nations Agenda 21, put out by the UN. It's 300 pages, 40 chapters.
Well, Rosa, I've read it. I've got a copy as well. But here's the deal. They're admitting global government. They're admitting it's about population reduction. They're admitting it's to destroy the family. Germany, as you know, passed a law that all new homes built have to be dormitory style and no more single family dwellings in Germany. In fact, folks won't believe that. Search the term Germany bans single family dwellings. And then it says by, 2015 and then by 2020, totally no homes allowed for individuals. I mean, this is cult brainwashing, Borg, hive mind, body snatcher level, crazy control freak, commune takeover.
That's right. You said it. And you know what? Your president and mine, Obama, committed the United States to reducing our greenhouse gas emissions 80% below 1990 levels by the year 2050. That I looked at the charts. That's going to put us back prior to 1934. Now, would your country want to create a situation where your industry and your energy production is put back before the World War II? And plus, if you look at it in terms of per capita, you're back in the 1880s.
Well, but wait, then they don't even allow real sustainable old-fashioned agriculture. They're harassing that. They allow the GMO, the toxic waste dumping, splicing, you know, monkeys with eight different species. They allow all this real stuff that's hurting the environment while just saying they're going to grab our property and not let us live our lives. It is incredible.
That's right. Get yourself into the center of the city. That's what they want you to do so they can watch you, surveil you, control you, take you away from your car so that you only go where they say you can go. And on these high-speed trains that don't exist and go nowhere if they do exist. And this is your future if you don't stop it now. We are stopping it now. We can do it. So, you know, this is what's going to happen. You lose your food independence, your ability to speak freely, to move freely, and you have a country
that is already doing it with the TSA. We're losing $40 billion a year in tourism. People say, why are they doing it? They want to bankrupt the airlines. They admit they want to put taxes on aircraft for carbon tax. They admit they want to shut down freedom because that makes us independent. Incredible. Folks can find your book. We have a link to it for Amazon.com and Infowars.com. But behind the green mask, Agenda 21, so important. I can't wait to have you on with us Thursday. But this isn't hype when you're saying we're starting to win. As you pointed out, Rosa, the system says we're winning and are freaking out. And just like we exposed their carbon tax, we're going to beat them on this. What's the best website for folks to visit to learn more?
Democrats Against UN Agenda21.com.
All right. Killer job. God bless you. Look forward to having you on Thursday. And Austin Groups and others, you need to get her to your town. See you back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, Infowars.com. Great job to the crew. Watch my Whitney Houston video, what I have to say about the prescription drugs at Infowars.com.